Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the DC Comics Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Herrera, and tonight we'll talk about the latest allegations against Allison Mack, who's been arrested. She was the actress from Smallville, Chloe Sullivan. My beloved Chloe Sullivan. Like, what happened? Seriously, are we in this, what was I calling it? The Flashpoint? It's just really scary of what's going on in the world. I mean, remember Sam Jones? He was arrested for some drug dealing, or like big kingpin about drug dealing. And we've had him on the show, and he's a great guy. And I'm glad he called to just straighten it out and us press fans. And we were able to ask our questions. And then remember his sex tape coming. It was out also. That was crazy. And thank God. And then Tom Welling went through a divorce. And then Kristen Keurig was also involved with this cult, but then got out early and wasn't involved with the branding and all that. Oh my gosh. What is going on? So far as I know, Miss Lois Lane, Erica Durance from Smallville, is doing good. She's been on Supergirl a couple times, and so it's great to see her busy. And also Tom Welling's on Lucifer, and he wants to cameo on The Flash. That's another great, you know, thing for him, and also to keep him busy. And also, Michael Rosenbaum, ever since he left, you know, when before the show ended, he's been busy himself with his new podcast, and also always providing his voice talents on the WB Animation. We are live right now for the next 30 minutes. Call in. Our number is 619-924-9751. We are the DC Comics Talk Podcast. We have our first caller on the line from area code 646. Who is this?
Oh, it's me, man. It's Andre, future DC Warrior, man.
What up, future DC Warrior? How's it going? Did you hear about the news of our poor Allison Mack?
I'm kind of still in shock and disbelief.
What is going on? Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
And they got it in New York. Aren't you in New York?
I was just thinking about it. I saw a newspaper, like, she's in the Brooklyn courtroom, like she's around me. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? What? Why is she?
Yeah, that's how close she is to you. That's crazy.
I'm like, holy crap. And you know I had a chance.
We must be in the Flashpoint. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I think we're in the Flashpoint.
I had a chance to meet her one time, but I forgot something. I got there late because she was doing a play in Times Square, and I got there late. I'm like, oh. Now I'm like, I kind of feel bad. Like, it's funny that you said in a Flashpoint. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have met her and told her, is there anything wrong? Maybe you trying to prevent this from happening or something. I'm like, I feel bad, man.
You could have changed the course of her demise. Because, I mean, now there's no way coming back out of this, right?
Yeah.
It's not like she could having a comeback.
I'm like, you're talking about Lex. He said, I am the villain in the story. To a plot twist, it was Chloe.
Yeah. It was literally Chloe. Out of all people that we least expected, it was her.
Yeah. It's true.
And then remember
saying,
she even
like,
married
really...
Green Lantern? I mean, Green Arrow at the end?
Yeah. I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, damn, she married Green Arrow at the end. I'm like, seriously? We are literally, exactly, you're right what you said. We're living in Flashpoint now. Like, some shit happened. Something got altered or
something. Happened. I mean, Trump's in office. Something's happened, man. It's just crazy. Like, I understand this. You know, a lot of people are bringing up the Superman curse, and I get it, but, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is beyond cursed. I mean, it's just like, Tom Welling better, like, walk on a straight line from now on, because, man, anything could happen.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that they went to the that expo thing that him and Michael Rosenbaum were at, and they were some guy said he wanted to ask something about Allison Mack, but he got too scared because he didn't know if that, you know, the answer they were gonna give her, they were gonna get mad, so he was gonna ask them about it, but he got chickened out and didn't ask them about it.
That sucks. Been interesting to see what their take was.
Yeah. And then I remember they were talking about doing a Smallville animated reunion. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's an animated series.
It looks like they have erased Allison's Mack character from the DC Universe. Because it's just crazy now that we have Chloe Sullivan in the Superman mythos. Do you think, let's say you were running DC, do you think if that question came up, should we write off and kill off Chloe from the universe or keep her on? What would your verdict be?
Do you mean like history-wise or like live-action reunion or something?
Both, yeah. I would say both.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hard. Oh,
yeah.
I mean... Huh?
It is hard.
What happened? Yeah, I don't know if you probably noticed this, but I was watching Man of Steel again too, and then I had a Chloe triggering moment too, because the scene in Man of Steel where you see Sullivan Farms, that cameo with Chloe's father helping Kevin Costner, with some barn, and so that was Chloe. He actually knew Chloe even in the Man of Steel continuity and everything.
Exactly.
It's that kind of
the
like,
Sullivan repair shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so sad. And then so young, and you know, she had potential to do anything, and that's what she decided to do. And a lot of people are like, you know, don't blame her. She's been brainwashed. But I'm like, at what point do these women wake up?
Yeah, and I didn't realize she had an Instagram. I dared to tether to her Instagram yesterday, and oh man, people were leaving such comments on her Instagram.
Oh yeah, I've read them. I even said I sent the comment section to my wife. I'm like, you gotta read this. And it's pretty much like you're going to hell and you're the scum of the earth and all this and that. It's just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, let me see. A little tidbit on what we're talking about. In case you have no idea what we're talking about, Allison Mack, she was the actress from Smallville who played the character Chloe Sullivan, the trustful sidekick to the boy in blue, which is Kal-El Clark Kent. Fast forward now, Allison Mack was arrested last week for allegedly recruiting women to be sex slaves. First thing to know is how to say the name of the cult group. It's pronounced Nexium. Which is an Albany-based cult with connections all over the world that reportedly masquerade as a self-help organization meant to empower women. Now, I don't know about empowering by making them sex slaves. It's kind of like polar opposite. Let's see. It was managed by this guy named, what was his name? Rainier.
Isn't it Keith Rainier?
Yeah, and so it was reported that according to Mack, Sullivan, also co-star Kristen Keurig, introduced Mack to Nexium in 2006. While Keurig admitted that she was involved with the sex cult, she claims that her involvement predated the ritual branding and other humiliating practices to which the cult subjected women. The accusations that I was in the inner circle or recruiter woman of sex slaves are blatantly false, Keurig said on Twitter. What are Mack's charges? It's sex trafficking and forced labor charges, which could lead to life in jail. In Brooklyn court on April 20th, Assistant U.S. Attorney Moira Penza said Ms. Mack was one of the top members of the highly organized scheme, which was designed to provide sex to Rainer under the guise of female empowerment. She starved women until they fit her coke defendant sexual feminine ideal. So, wow, she even, like, you know, refused to give them food just so they could lose weight so it could be close to the guy's type. Like, she was,
that
like, raising
crazy.
Them.
That is
crazy.
This is
crazy.
My gosh.
All right, so what did Max plead? She pled not guilty on the charges. And on Monday, they're going to appear in court for a petition for bail because she was denied bail when she was arrested. So they're going to go back on Monday for an appearance at the court to see if she will be given a bail. So, dude, you're close by. Like, if she gets bail, you should be, like, out in the courtroom and say hi to her while she's, like, being dragged out.
Is that still in Brooklyn? Is still going to be in Brooklyn?
I think so. I think it said Brooklyn Court. Is there a courthouse in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now,
let me ask you this. Where were you when you heard about this news, and how was your first reaction?
I think I was in a package room getting I received an Alicia Silverstone Batgirl statue. As soon as I got from the package room, I got this notification with this picture from the New York Post, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, Allison Mack arrested for sex crimes. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, this is crazy.
I did a double take. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, is this real? Like, I had to go, like, to other places where I usually get my news, and I'm like, this is insane. This is the flashpoint. We're in the flashpoint right now.
Yeah, it's, when you see that, it seemed like something that you get up those fake news sites, like, arrested for reading a sex cult.
Exactly.
Like, oh, this is BS, right? I'm like, this is real? Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
I'm like, it's probably clickbait. Like, you know how that goes. It's probably clickbait. Don't believe into it. But no, this shit's real. It's real. We're live right now. Call in at 619-924-9751 if you're listening to us live on Blog Talk Radio. We are talking about Chloe Sullivan, our beloved Chloe, who is Allison Mack, now in jail, possibly for life, if convicted of sex slave trafficking. She was one of the top of the tiers. Like, every girl had to go through her as she pimped them out to the main guy. She was bringing him girls almost every night. That's what I heard.
Did you say that Sam Jones, he called in again or something?
Like, yeah, well, when he got out. Check this out. When he went to jail, he called us before. And when he got out, he called back. And he talked about what happened.
Was that the podcast? Because I remember I was on a podcast with you where he called in, but I don't know if that was the one. I remember talking to him, asking him.
That was probably the one. I think you were the one where he went before he went to jail.
I wonder what his thoughts are. You should get a podcast, ask him what he thinks about this.
That's a good idea. Do you think maybe I should get him back?
Yeah, I would like to hear
something. And we get it. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to tweet him.
Awesome.
And let's see if he wants to talk about it. Like, you know, what his thoughts are and how his reaction. That'd be very interesting.
I remember, I don't even remember what it was that I said. I remember too, a long time ago, talking to Allison Mack on Twitter. I completely forgot what I said, but I was shocked. She actually responded, and I'm like, wow. And like, I forgot what the hell it was I said, but I was like, wow, she's real nice.
You don't even remember.
What?
I said, now you don't even remember what you tweeted her.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man. I was like, it's just like, even now, it's like her demeanor doesn't fit all the stuff they're describing, like sex slaves and branding. Even looking at her, I'm like, I don't see it. Oh, my God. I still can't even picture it.
No,
her
it,
branding
it,
girls gets their will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy how, you know, these things happen.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Like, I'm in shock. Like, even right now as we talk about it, I don't think this is real. Like, I don't think she's in, like, jail right now in New York City in the Bronx out there.
Yeah. That's hard. And that's horrible. I heard one of the prosecutors or one of those lawyers when they were – had her in the courtroom, they said they kind of insult her. This is some, she's a B actress at best. I'm like, that's wrong. Why are you going to say that in the courtroom?
Wow. That's savage. That's savage.
Yeah. She's like, she's a B actress at best. So right?
Well, I'm like,
wow.
to demean her.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Let me go on Twitter right now and see what people are saying about Allison Mack. Let's just see. I'm going to do hashtag Allison Mack. Have you been checking up on her to see what people are saying?
Yeah, I have, and it's not pretty. A lot of F-bombs and C-U-N-T words and everything. They're blaming Kristen Krug. I'm like, she? What did Kristen Krug do? She got,
I know. Imagine all the shrapnel she's getting. You know, just for being associated with her.
Yeah, you're right. But the thing, I think, I read something, they're basically saying that Kristen Crook introduced Allison Mack to this, but then she left it and she stayed in. And
she left.
Like that.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, that she introduced her first, and then now she's totally disavowed any connection with
him. I read some kind of statement Kristen Crook said, and I didn't know she said some shit that she had a problem with shyness or something like that. I'm like, oh, I feel bad. I'm like, oh, I love Kristen Crook. I'll take you out of your shyness. Come on, she has some kind of problem with shyness.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
I heard
that's
about
why
that,
she went to that place.
She wanted to overcome that, yeah. All right, let's see. Twitter is saying actor Allison Mack arrested for involvement with sex trafficking for the NXIVM cult. Backpage.com has been taken down by the federal investigators. Hollywood doesn't say a single word for the victim of abuse. The Hollywood Me Too movement was simply a fraud to protect their image from Harvey Weinstein. So they have to kind of meshing in the Me Too movement with Allison Mack. Let's see, Allie, you forgot to state your file with sex slave recruiter, false advertising. However, you could begin to atone for your sins by naming names, all of them. Wow. So yeah, a lot of people are asking her to to update her bio on Twitter to also put sex trafficker. Also, what do you think about the branding? How they had to, like, brand these ladies for, like, over half an hour without any anesthesia.
It's funny that you say that, because I had a girlfriend once that told me something that I mean, she was kind of a little bit kooky, but she told me that I'm an empath. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? And she's like, when you see things, you feel the pain. And I kind of agree with it. Sometimes with some horror movies, I can't take it when I see somebody getting But I was, when they were talking about that, I was seeing that. I was like, shit, no way that they're holding them down. The girls holding the other girls down and branding it to them in their skin. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, thinking about that. That's horrible. Like, from some animal
horrible.
Or something like that. I'm like,
it's crazy. They
Kobe
say that the branding symbol has the initials of the guy, Keith Rayner, KR. And if you turn it around, it also looks like an AM for Allison Mack. So it's they're both
crazy.
Initials are on the brand. And it's just amazing how even the girls were holding each other down and then taking turns and being branded. I mean, wow. That is just crazy. I mean, you can't make this up.
That sounds like something you see in the beginning, the first 5-10 minutes of a Smallville episode before they go into the logo and the music.
And so it's people are saying, like, somebody save me.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So they were saying, oh, well, you know, that Chloe needs to say, somebody save me. The way Tom Williams is tough. That's so fun.
It's crazy. Now, let me ask you this. When you first, I know you saw the TMZ video that they had of Keith Rainer getting arrested in Mexico. And then you quickly saw Chloe Sullivan in that little video. Now, did you believe it, or did you like, well, it kind of looks like her, but I don't think it is her. Did you believe it when you first saw it, or did you deny it?
I wasn't sure at first. I'm like, is this real? Or is, at first, I thought it was like a hoax. But then I kept on looking. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is actually real. What the hell is going on here?
You're like, this is real.
I'm like, wow, man.
When I saw it, I was kind of like, okay. When I first saw that video, I was kind of like, okay, all right, it kind of looks like her, kind of not. And then let me watch it again. She did lose a lot of weight. And then I kind of looked at her Instagram photos, and I kind of looked at her Twitter post, and then I was kind of like, that's her. This looks like legit. And she looked like concerned that they were taking that dude in jail, you know? Like, she probably saw her whole life flash in front of her eyes and know that the end is near. Now, at that point, they didn't arrest her, right? They just arrested her this last week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a flashpoint.
I'm calling it. I mean, if they're probably going to never do a live-action Smallville reunion, but if they ever do, I'm calling it. They're going to recast and put Kristen Bell as Chloe.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of cool. I was going to ask you, who would you recast as Chloe?
Kristen Bell.
Would it be Kristen Bell? Chloe. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Let me see. Who would I cast? Let's see. I would bring Miss What's her name? What's Arrow's love interest? What's her name? Felicity. I would cast the actress Felicity as Chloe.
Emily Beckett Richard.
Yeah, Emily Beckett. Yeah. I would cast her.
Oh, yes.
All right. Cool.
Basically, Arrow's Chloe.
Yeah. Pretty much. But you can see the resemblance there. Now, I'm on Allison's. Let's see. Does Allison Mack still have her Twitter open? Yeah, let me go look on there. All right, the last posting she did was on March 22nd.
Oh, man. I have to find that one day, but I know, oh, man, I actually have the first issue where they introduced Chloe into DC Comics continuity. I'm like, oh, man, I actually have that issue.
Oh, you're lucky if you have that, yeah. That shit's going to be a collector's item. So that might be the first and last time you see her on any DC Comics.
Oh, man, you're right.
Now, do you think she has the Superman curse? Do you think it extends to other cast members?
I don't think it would extend to Chloe. I don't think so. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows?
Just remember, check this out. Let's just go a little through the, you know, little strange wall of weird on Smallville cast members. The guy that played Cyborg, he committed suicide. Remember? Not so long ago, he shot himself.
Crazy.
Great up-and-coming actor. Yeah, he just one day decided it was done. He was done, and he shot himself in the head and died. So there's that one. And then, of course, Margot Kidder died, you know, going through dementia or whatever she had. So,
no,
you know, and then also... Wait, is she still alive? Is she, I'm already putting her in the grave. I'm sorry, Margo. I didn't mean to do that, Margo. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to edit that part out. Okay. And then also, what's his name? Sam Jones. You know, he went through that whole drug bust. And then after he got out, he had the alleged sex tape release with his model or Playboy girlfriend, twin. What's her name?
Yeah.
And now Chloe Sullivan, and we could include Lana Lang, kind of introduced her to this cult. So let's include Lana Lang. She also had a little troubled past where she seeked this strange cult and then decided to recruit other fragile actresses. And here we think these ladies on screen have this like strong backbone because, hey, they're on TV, so they must know something. They must know, you know, how to keep it together and how to deal with the real world. But at the very end, you know, they are so fragile as we are. And it's sad that sometimes we have to see the reality of that.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. I'm like, wow. I'm like still can't believe this.
All right, man. We're going to wrap up the show. Give us a shout out as we wrap up the show. Give us your final thoughts on this Chloe Sullivan being arrested.
I'm still in utter disbelief. Oh, I completely forgot to tell you. I just thought of this right now. I had a friend in high school. I just realized that she looked like Chloe Sullivan. And that was another thing that triggered me. What was her name? Her name was Tanya, and she looked just like Chloe Sullivan, Allison Mack. And that made me think of her, too. I'm like, I'm just kind of in disbelief that this is going, oh, my God. Like, what? Chloe, what?
It's insane. Huh? I'm with you. It's insane. It's just crazy. As we talk, she's in jail, dude. As we talk right now.
Wow, man. That's insane. Like, can you go from being on sets in Smallville with Clark and Superman in Vancouver to a prison?
Having
in
assistants. Having, you know, people bringing you food, whatever you want. Having PAs.
Yeah.
And now you're in jail. Yeah. She's sleeping in jail right now, dude.
Yeah. I wonder
let's say for some weird reason she's listening to the show. What kind of advice would you give her, or what kind of pep talk would you give her? Pretend she's on the other line. Okay? Ready, go.
Hello? Allison,
hi, this is Chloe. I mean, this is Allison Mack. Hi.
Allison, I know. I don't know if you're brainwashed or you're going into dark places, but, you know, there's always a way to get out into the light, man. I mean, it's hard because if this what they say about you doing is true, coming back from that, but come on, man. You can't go full-on Lex Luthor, Chloe, man. You can't. You were never meant to be that evil type of person, man. We all loved you, Chloe. What did you do?
Yeah, no, we definitely love her character. I mean, it's just crazy. You think you know someone, but you really don't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I thought the same exact thing you did, Jesus. I'm like, wow, man. You think you know someone, but wow, they have some dark stuff that you would never be able to imagine.
Yeah. I have to, some of my friends, when I sent them the message that she was arrested, they're like, it's always the quiet, innocent looking ones. I'm like, really? I'm like, I don't think it matters. It's just everybody has their own secrets.
Yeah. And it's like, what do you feel? So do you feel like now, after hearing that, it's like, I'm almost afraid to look at my small DVDs. I'm like, oh, man, will I be able to look at them the same again?
I know. It's going to be weird. I haven't seen an episode of Smallville recently, so you're right. It's going to be weird, like, trying to watch it and be like, she was sex slaving. She was the number two. The number two. The number one was the guy actually fucking all them girls. She was the number two, bringing them in. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, man. Without any more of this discussion, we want to wrap it up. Thank you so much for calling in. Also, thank you for those out there listening. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. Stay tuned as we see what happens with Allison Mack. As of right now, she was arrested and she pled not guilty. And as of this coming Monday, she's going to go and try to get some bail so she could get out of jail and who knows, flee the country, of course. If I was her, I would do that. But if they deny her bail again, then that means she's going to be sitting in jail. And then after that is the whole court trial of was she guilty of being the number two sex wrangler of this posse. All right, man. Have a good night, and it was great talking to you.
You too. It was great.